Chapter 38. Jin took the lift to level TJ56. There was a line at the main processing unit, despite four droids working. Jin stood to the side, scanning the crowd for Akshaya's bright scarf or Hatter's black hair. Her eyes darted from person to person, hope surging inside her with every blink. Ponta. Someone named Ponta was going to report to this desk. After nearly an hour had gone by, Jin's hope was turning to anxiety. Maybe the ticker had given a specific time and Jin hadn't noticed it? Maybe she was at the wrong desk. Miss? Jin's blood turned to ice as she faced the Imperial officer looking down at her. Tall and thin, the female officer had a cold look in her eyes. Her coarse black hair had been carefully braided and bound in a bun at the base of her neck, and her dark skin blended with the black uniform. Yes? Jin asked, forcing her eyes to look innocent, her hands to stay away from her weapons. I couldn't help noticing you've been lingering here. Are you waiting for someone? Honesty was probably the best option. The request that a person named Ponta show up at the desk was public, so it wouldn't look strange for Jin to say it. I saw on the holoneck that Ponta was supposed to report here. The Imperial officer's face lit up. Tanith Ponta? Is that you? And every single hope Jin had for Hatter and Akshaya's return crashed. She'd forgotten that the name she'd given when she'd landed was theirs. The processing unit had been looking for her. Yes, Jin said, wary but too tired to think of a lie. How fortuitous, the officer said. Jin shot her a questioning look. Because I was the one requesting your presence. The officer swept her arm out, and Jin had no choice but to follow her to a private office down the hall. Stupid, 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 she chanted to herself. The Empire had simply posted her pseudonym, and she'd shown up. Saw would be apoplectic to see how easily she'd done the Empire's bidding. The office the Imperial took Jin to was large, and furthermore, it had a window looking out at the expanse of space. A bright, glowing star was perfectly framed in the square, and Jin suspected it was actually one of the five planets in the system.
Yes, I'm lucky, the officer said, following Jin's gaze. I understand why the main level of the station doesn't have portholes, of course, but it lowers morale, don't you think?
Jin shrugged in a non-committal way. Tanith Ponta, the officer said, reading the datapad in front of her. I'm Commander Lucca Sawlunge. Why am I here? Jin asked. She felt stupid, and that made her angry. Also, she was talking to an Imperial officer, something that always made her want to punch things. You arrived on a planet hopper, Ponta 2, yes? Jin nodded, one short, sharp dip of her head. No use denying it, it was public record.
That ship was labeled irredeemable and reclassified as scrap. Before scrapped ships are processed, I inspect them. That is part of my duties here on this station.
I didn't know the Empire had official duties here, Jin said. Also true. If she had known, she never would have come.
The Empire, the commander said, is everywhere.
Jin had no reply to that.
In my inspection of the remains of your ship, I couldn't help discovering that some elements were not exactly authentic.
Commander Sawlunge continued.
A less forgiving person might even label your ship's permissions and identification codes as forgery.
Jin waited, fear coiling around her anger.
Can you tell me who did these alterations?
Commander Sawlunge said, finally sitting down in the chair across from Jin.
No.
Jin bit off the word. The less she said, the better. Commander Sawlunge narrowed her eyes.
That is indeed a shame, she said. You see, I have use for such a person and her skills,
But if you cannot help me, I'll be forced to arrest you for possession of forged documents. Jin's head spun. Commander Solange held a communicator but hadn't turned it on. She was waiting. She knew. And if it was me? Jin asked. Then I would be happy to send the ship on to the scrappers and conveniently forget about what I saw on board. For what price? Jin asked. There was always a price. Commander Solange leaned over her desk, evaluating Jin. I saw the recording of your arrival, she said finally. I have to say, I had my suspicions that you were skilled enough to have done the forgery. It's very good. Some bits were outdated, of course. The Empire is onto you rogues. But it was very good. And you seem young. It took Jin a moment to remember how old she was, and she was surprised to realize that she'd missed a birthday. 18 years. Keeping track of her age seemed like such a simple thing, but she'd legitimately forgotten about it. But I've been following you. No, not in person. Commander Solange waved her hand when Jin looked startled. I've been watching the feeds from the camera security droids. You know how to handle yourself. You seem scrappy enough to handle the job I need you to do. What is it? Jin asked, impatient. She didn't like the way this commander talked, as if each word she spoke needed to be tasted and relished, and a sentence wasn't complete without dropping subtle emphasis. Commander Solange stood up and moved over to her window, staring out into space. I hate it here, she finally said, more emotion in those four words than in anything else she'd said. The people are crude savages. No one of any importance comes to this station, and it's boring. She turned around, meeting Jin's eyes. So boring, in fact, that one is reduced to visiting the gambling halls. Jin leaned back in her chair. The picture was becoming clearer now. I've fallen into a spot of trouble. I'm in a bit too deep. How deep? Jin asked. The commander said a number that made Jin's eyes go wide. Exactly, Commander Solange continued. Too deep for me to work my way out. If I don't pay off my debts, the gambling lord will start extorting me. Or he'll report my debts to my supervisors. I very much do not want a few misspent months on this hellish station to ruin my entire career. Her voice grew angrier, and by the time she finished, she was actually snarling. Ah, there it is, thought Jin. This is what makes her an Imperial. I don't see how I can help you, Jin said. Commander Solange turned to her desk, ripping open a drawer and dumping a handful of credits on the surface. Jin reached out and picked one of them up. It was as long as her finger and three times as wide. The front decorated with the word Pizzo's Palace and a silhouette of a Twi'lek dancing. The gambling halls all use their own currency. I don't know why, Commander Solange said, waving her hand dismissively. Jin could guess why. It was easier to spend these credits, which looked almost like toys than real credits. And it was probably a pain to cash out, meaning it'd be simpler to stay in one gambling hall for a night than to move around to multiple ones. But then it hit Jin what Commander Solange was asking her to do. You want me to forge credits? The commander nodded. Counterfeiting these would be as difficult as counterfeiting real credits, Jin said, analyzing the gambling hall chip. Not really, Commander Solange said. There is less security on one of these. The Empire is slightly better at protecting its funds. Her voice dripped with sarcasm, but Jin had to admit that she was right. If I'm caught, the gambling lord will... I'll protect you, Commander Solange said. But they both knew that wasn't true. If Jin was caught, she'd be on her own. It's too obvious if you just show up with a pile of chips and pay off your debt, Jin said, thinking aloud. So make me a portion of them, and I'll win my way out of debt. Commander Solange's voice was impatient. She leaned over her desk again, closer to Jin this time. Will you do it? Jin's hand tightened around the chip. I'll need supplies, she said, and payment. Clearing your name of possession of forged documents is payment enough. Commander Solange narrowed her eyes. No, it's not, Jin said. I want 1,000 credits. 1,000? Commander Solange laughed. That's a fraction of your debt. A fraction of what I'll be counterfeiting for you. 1,000. Fine. Commander Solange waved her hand again. But do it quickly. I also need a place to work. Jin spoke in a rush. She was pressing her luck, and she knew it. Commander Solange cocked her head. You can work here. I have business on Ukaneo. I will be gone for a week. You may use my office. There's a suite there that's stocked with whatever you might need. We have a deal? Jin's mouth slid into a smile. Deal, she said, shaking the hand of the Imperial officer.